Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, that's the way you start your morning. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It must be so exhausting playing drums for Green Day. Like, wow.
I didn't see that coming.
Just, just seems so fun, but so exhausting. Hey, Hump Day. How you doing? Hi, what's up, Ben? Is everything good?
I'm great.
Excellent.
Life is good.
I told you yesterday was going to be the greatest day ever. I did have a great day. How about you?
I had a very busy day yesterday. Tuesdays are, I had a food shop and then I had to go to, and then I had guitar. And then right from guitar, this is one of those things about, you know, family. You love your family. You want to do things with your family. You find yourself going, of course I want to be there for that.
Sure. Can't think of anything I'd rather do.
I finished, I put my guitar down, turned the amp off, pulled out of the Zoom, and everyone was in the car waiting already.
Oh, where were you guys off to?
We had to go to basketball game for Isla. Which was fun. It was great.
A full-on game.
A full-on game on a wood court with a scoreboard and uniforms and
10-foot-high
all of
nets.
It. Yep.
Oh, okay.
All of it.
Wow.
So it was cool, but it was like,
is she a fifth grader or a fourth grader?
She's a fifth grader.
Fifth grade. Damn.
It's just one of those. You can't give me five, you guys.
So
five.
Fast.
I just need five. Can I have five?
Did you have to drive?
No, but
well, that's
it was
good. So
it,
take five
well,
in the
I
car,
mean,
dude.
Yeah, I'd already been. No. I mean, I needed five to pee.
Oh,
wash
before
my
you
face.
Got in the, I
yeah,
see.
I mean,
yeah,
I
sure.
mean, give me a God. No, no
well,
five
pee
for
in the
you.
Bushes. You know, one of those Clorox wet wipe things. You're fine. You're good to go.
Good grief. Anyway, it was super fun though, and she played great, and the team won. And
oh, great. Who did they play against? Just
another school.
Another school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is full on intramural. Or whatever that's called, inter-school competition.
Mm-hmm.
How fun. Was it a home game or did you have to go to another town?
We went to another, well, it was just down the way, but we went to their gym.
Oh, boy.
Actually,
well, that's something.
I don't think our school has a gym, so.
Oh, well, where are they practicing then?
Out on the.
Just out on the court. I see.
On the blacktop.
Wow.
Which is far different than a nice wooden court
that is for
a
sure.
scoreboard.
And squeaky sneakers.
Uh-huh. Anyway, it was cool, and Edie ran around and found a kid. You know, kids are funny. They'll find a kid.
Yeah, I found a kid. I'm good.
I found a kid. Bye, I'll be over here.
Yeah.
Every now and then, oh, there she is. Okay.
All right.
Yikes. Anyway, what's up with your day? What did you do? I know that we had someone came by.
Yep. My friend Maddie, who people who've listened to the show for a long time know Maddie Stout. He's our old producer. And he's living back in town. And so I showed him around the building here. And then we walked over and had a coffee and a bite. And it was
all right.
It was a lovely meeting. I'm going to spend the whole weekend with him. He's coming to John's 60th.
Oh, that's great.
There is so I have to say, because people are starting to come into town now. You know, people are coming in for John's 60th. So today we are hosting my niece, Lauren, her husband, Mayank, who have visited us before. This is the marriage, the wedding that we didn't go to in India.
Oh.
And his parents are going to be with him. And I've met them before.
They're coming to Tahoe for the party?
They are part of the family. And they're going to all the family events. So, and their names are KK and Mamta. And I've met them before. And they're great. And Mamta never stops cooking. So I'm a little bit intimidated because she, you know, we went to their house, my niece Lauren and her husband's house in Massachusetts when we were home in July. And we, because they had, that was their reception that we went to and the sort of for all the people who couldn't go to the big wedding in India, that was why we went to Boston.
Okay.
So we go to her house and Mamta is in the kitchen cooking, like did a full on, you know, a genuine meal, an Indian meal. Like it's just, and was late. I mean, it was unbelievable. Like I've been to a million Indian restaurants. I love Indian food. And this just was freshly made in that kitchen.
Not a buffet.
No, which I don't mind a buffet with the Indian food.
I don't mind a buffet either, but it is a buffet nonetheless when, you know, having, I've never had someone fully home cooked.
Just authentic.
And for her, she's, you know,
she doesn't care. She's just like, is there anything else I can make you? I'm making this.
She's Indian, so to her, it's just food.
Food. Yes, I'm making food. Oh, are you making Indian food? Kind of by default. Yeah.
Right.
Because that's what I know how to make.
Uh-huh. So and, I've never had that.
Yeah. So she was, you know, I, of course, had to step in it and go, well, where's the naan bread? She's like, they only serve that really at restaurants because it takes this huge cauldron to make it. They cook it on the other. So we had these smaller things. And of course,
you
I forget
didn't
the
say
name.
That.
No, I was, I'm just joking with you. But I also did kind of say that because I was like, oh, well, I'm used to naan with, you know, when we go to an Indian restaurant and they go, oh, well, that is, you know, that's not really something that people have time to make in their homes on the regular. So we make these little, so they made a, like a bread thing because you use the bread to scoop your food with.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, there's tons of really good pre-made naan bread.
Yeah, no, nothing was pre-made. This was all, I would could have offered, right? Hey, I'll run down the store. I'll get some
tons
naan bread.
Of good ones.
Sure. But anyway, so they made these little things. They were a little disc of dough that they had made and she dropped into hot oil and it puffed up like a big balloon. It was incredible. So anyway, they're great. They're lovely people. They brought gifts. I mean, it was amazing. It was such an amazing day that we spent with them.
When was this?
In July.
Oh, we went over to our vacation.
Yes,
okay.
I went to the wedding reception and then we went and saw their new house that they got. They, you know, they're like us. They want to fix it all up. And so, of course, John was like, oh, you could do this. You could do that. And, oh, we, you know, maybe we'll come and help you. We'll fix this porch here.
And now you travel. Repair homes?
Well, John's into it. I mean, you know, it's his niece, so he's, and she's just great. And we love the husband, Mayank, and it's just, they're just lovely. And they've visited us out here sometime last year before their wedding. And so they're coming today, and I am, I'm a little nervous. Like,
they're staying with you?
No, they're not actually. It's unfortunate, but they only just recently decided that they were coming out because we could have accommodated them, but we can't because we're accommodating someone else. So it's, you know, we're doing our best to help everybody out that's coming because people are coming from all over to go to John's party in Swanktown, Reno, which by the way,
I hear Reno's coming up, man. I hear that a lot.
Reno's great, actually. It's, but not all of it. John loves it. John loves Reno.
It's coming up.
Perfect for this party. So, but you may have heard there's this huge fire burning and it's like 0% contained.
I have heard that. Yeah. I saw it and went, I mentioned it to you at the beginning of the week.
I know. Like, We've been keeping an eye on it. And well, there's nothing you can really do about it. The only thing is that, and as of yesterday, because so I'm talking to vendors there and all these people that I have, you know, putting this whole thing together
balloon guys.
The balloon guy and the lady who's hosting, you know, who's running the venue that we're using for the bowling thing. And I'm trying to be sensitive. This is, you know, something that's happening in their area. And a lot of the hotels there are being really cool and like off because 12,000 people have been evacuated. So they're like, we'll, you know, reducing rates, et cetera.
Oh.
And, So, you know, that's all going on while I'm just trying to have my husband's 60th. Like, it doesn't feel awesome to be like, okay, thanks for the update on that. Now let's talk about the thing that matters to me. It's just like, ah. So I've been asking and talking and, you know, right now and as of yesterday, while that thing is burning and it's out of control, it's up the hill and they're like, right now the air is okay. So we're just keeping an eye on it. Worst case scenario, you know, all our outdoor stuff. We have, the poolside Kanye and the all-day golfing. Right. Those things will not be able to happen. And I'll have to let everybody know, you know, if you've got asthma or anything. I mean, I always think about that day when I think that the entire Bay Area experienced this, the Orange Sky Day.
The anniversary of it was just either yesterday or the day before.
Was it 2 years earlier or 3 years earlier?
Like four.
Oh my God. Was it 2020 that
Hold
happened?
On, because I think Yuzette posted it actually. And I was like, oh.
Because that day was, I never felt anything quite like that clenching my chest. I really did feel like, I wonder if this is what it's like to live on another planet and know that you're never going to see blue sky again. Like it was oppressive.
4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Yesterday.
Wow. Well, anyway.
And of course, you know, it's 9/11, so.
There's that as well.
And is it 21 years now?
23 years.
23 now? 23, yeah. I mean, it's as usual. Where were you? Well, I was here, actually. Yeah. I was on the radio.
Well, we were at the other building, but we were, right. Mm-hmm. We were experiencing it in real time with you. And it happened. It was happening just as we were going on the air. Like, you know, 9 o'clock Eastern time, 6 o'clock our time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, I try not to be a negative person in general when we do this show. I know that certainly, you know, everyone's moods are up and down, but in general, I'm going for positive vibrations, right? But I remember that day and hearing, and just, I couldn't even, it's not possible for me to have fathomed what actually happened.
It was super confusing.
Like we were speculating maybe the pilot had a heart attack. Like what could possibly, and I couldn't even in my head have gone to some guys with box cutters took over a plane and crashed it into the towers.
And then the thing was that the first one was confusing enough. Like, oh my God, what happened? And then the second one hits and you're like, is there something wrong with like the computer
air traffic control? Exactly.
Like, you just couldn't even imagine that someone was doing this.
Right.
It was insane.
I mean, there are times when you can kind of go to that dark place and think of what might have happened. It did not occur to me. Even as the second plane hit, it was like, what could that be?
What, this can't be.
And then when we found out and KCBS sort of started telling us from down the hall of news that was coming across, it was really hard to sort of, like, you're just gutted. On purpose?
I know.
What?
It wasn't long.
And then you start seeing footage.
Right.
And then it was like, all right, we're going to send you guys home.
Right.
And turn on KCBS everywhere.
Well, it was not long. We were there for a while. And as everything started to unfold and the news coverage was getting crazy. First, we were doing updates and then we were rolling KCBS live on the air and sitting here commenting on it.
Yep.
Like, and then finally it was time to go and be with our families. Like it was really, how do we get on this?
Just because of fires, I think
today's being the.
Oh, from, yes, the fire and the
and
red
the fire,
sky.
And then today, was, you know, 4 years ago was the anniversary of that. And 23 years ago was the anniversary of 9/11.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm hoping everything will be all right. And so today, listen, I would actually like to ask, because I'm sure we have Indian listeners, 800-400-3697. Tips, if you know, what would be honestly, I was thinking I'm going to lay out girl dinner. Like I went and got some brie and I've got a melon I'm going to slice up and some figs and a bunch of crackers and olives and nuts. And I'm going to have that laid out. Unfortunately, I'm sure they're all going to go to dinner together with John because they're going to go to Muir Woods first because that's beautiful.
Oh, because you're going to go to bed and they'll go dinner.
I am going to have to go to bed. I'm going to see them all weekend long. So it's not that big a deal, but I want to just, you know, have some food. I would love some tips. That would be fantastic. Just, you know, seem cool to my new relatives that I have.
Neat.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, that's kind of where I'm at today. And I've got I have a bunch of stuff to finish up. I just honestly, I cannot. You ever have those things? And this is like a wedding. Like, I remember 33 years ago or whenever the hell my wedding was, 31 years ago. Like, whatever. Just, there's so much to do and so much planning and so many little moving parts and all these people you got to talk to and all the people who are coming in and all, you know, just, I know this isn't harder than that, but it's been in the planning stages for so long and my inbox is so full of 15 different people that I'm having an ongoing conversation with. Like, I can't wait to delete all of their emails and just never think about them again. As soon as, you know, Tuesday rolls around of next week, I'm just really looking forward to thinking about things other than this.
Well, no is the answer. I don't really have things like this happen in my life.
But you know what I mean when you're just waiting for something to be over.
Yes, I do try very hard since I'm not part of the planning party usually to not bitch about what an inconvenience all of this is. So, you know, that's my growth. But no, I don't plan stuff. What you're doing right now is really nice. You're a good wife and a good friend and a good partner and whatever else. But yeah, no, I don't do that. And I probably should. And I think that, you know, I've had people say, if you really want to get back to where you and your wife were at that one point in your life, get a damn babysitter and take her on a date. And I'm like, that's really smart.
Yeah.
I should do that.
Yeah, date nights. They're not like, well, all stressed out being under the kids.
I just don't have this. Oh, well, I'll just call all the babysitters I have in my phone and get one of them
their services
lined up.
And then you get a picnic basket and a blanket.
See, now you're doing it.
No,
I'm doing this.
So, and then you'll have it. Once you get all that stuff, then you have it. And you can be like, hey, date night, I'm going to bang you on the bluff. It's going to be great. Here's your wine. Here's some delicious chicken salad I made. And, hurry up and finish that because I want to get busy over here. You. It's exciting. Outdoors, we can get caught.
I've been working on trying to figure out how to get that done. But it is, planning is, it's a lot. Yeah. I don't do it.
It's no fun.
I do not do it.
Here's what I'm looking for. Because honestly, I have felt very under it, which is, you know, I brought it on myself. I, you know, wanted to throw this party. But once Friday rolls around and I'm headed out there, there's not another thing I can do. There's another thing. Like, it's all either going to roll or it's going to be a disaster. And honestly, I look forward to just enjoying it. All the stuff I put together. I'm going to go have the Blacklight Disco Ball.
You didn't rent a stage and instruments so that he can jam?
We did that for his 50th. And I don't know if you remember this.
I remember his
50th in Vegas.
Because your brother lived there at the time. Wasn't your brother there?
My brother was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was great. And we actually went to this like rock and roll place. They just had the full setup and by the end the drinks were crazy. So
is that when your brother lived with you?
Oh no, that was 10 years ago.
When
my
did
brother
he live
lived
with you?
In 2018 and 2019.
Okay. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. So 10 years ago, John was turning 50.
All right.
I know. Well, doesn't it feel like it's funny that you think that my brother was here 10 years ago because 10 years ago seems like a really long time, but they were here like 6 years ago. Like it's the better part of a decade. For sure.
Was he here 2 years?
Not quite. Yeah. But close.
Mm.
Yeah. A solid year and a half. And then they didn't leave until the pandemic.
Oh, that's when they split?
Right when it happened. He was like, I can't. I got to go. I'm done. I'm packing it up. I'm packing it all up and I'm getting out of here. Like, all right. Safe travels. Don't catch anything on your way across the country.
707 says, Sarah, you should invite the parents over to co-cook with John and Riley.
Well, Riley lives in New York City now, so that's a total bummer. Because Riley would love that. Actually, yeah. Riley was at that dinner that she made.
Oh.
Yeah. It was incredible.
Yeah, he moved.
Yeah, he's gone.
That bird left the nest.
I know. It's so cute though. Like I still talk to him every day and he sends these little videos of like whatever he's getting done. Like he got the standing desk and
it's in now.
And so he was showing pictures of that. And then he went down the street to this place. He likes to get a Reuben.
Oh, he's already got his spot.
He's got a spot. He's just, I'm like, oh, you're there again. He's like, yeah, I tried the Reuben. I'm like, ooh.
What's a Reuben again?
I think it's either corned beef or pastrami. And then it's with sauerkraut in it.
Okay.
and probably some special mustards and just some deli. You know, I'm sure every deli in New York City is as good as any other. So, well, probably not, right?
Well, the food there is different for sure. No question. And we used to have, there's no like getting sandwich meat from the you go to the butcher and you get your cold cuts, as they call them.
They slice it right up for you. Right. You're the butcher, or you get a joint of meat.
So they would always have that kind of layout always.
Yeah.
When we were around for lunch, like you'd lay out that for lunch and everyone would just sort of hit it as they preferred while the big meal was cooking in the background. Like that's dinner's going to be kick ass. You're getting cold cuts for lunch.
Right.
So
here's the spread.
But all of it was fresh and good and sliced super thin. Like my mom would always be like thinner, very specific.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, we have what we like. I don't want, even in sandwiches I get now, I'm like, you can keep half that meat. I'm going to take half of that off. I don't want an inch of meat to bite through.
Me neither.
Just give me a couple, one slice of turkey ripped up and arranged on a small piece of bread. That's about enough.
Our new engineer, Justin.
Yeah. Oh, he's a New York guy.
He's a New York guy. And he was saying that he's from Queens and has only been here a couple of years. And he was saying, I'll tell Sarah's son some good restaurants to go to.
Oh, that'll be,
because he knows the spots. He grew up there.
That'll be perfect.
And it's weird because you see it in certain shows that really capture New York. If you're in a spot, you stay there. I'm not going uptown.
No,
this is where I live on this side.
Right. All my things are here. I mean, I'll visit you, I guess, if I must.
But I'm not. I'm in Queens.
I'm true.
In Brooklyn. Brooklyn.
I've staked out my area.
Yeah. And then there are people who spend their whole life in their spot.
It's funny, too, because even like the kids that I know that are in common with my kids who all live in Brooklyn, there's a big patch of them that lives all in Brooklyn. And they are like, you're moving. Where are you going? You're not coming to Brooklyn?
Riley?
Yeah. And he's like, no, I'm not coming to Brooklyn. I'm gonna stake out my own little claim. I don't want to be in part of your experience. I want to have my own experience.
Wow.
Whatever. Look at us. You know what? I really thought we were going to be nice and early today. And now it's just the same as ever. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinnie Al's morning show. Hold on a second. I have to do something that I didn't do here to the computer. I get rid of this. I get rid of this. I get rid of this. And then I press this button right here. Woohoo!
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.